Chapter 127. One is judged by the company he keeps, although, from its novelty, life at Captain Bob's was pleasant enough, for the time. There were some few annoyances connected with it, anything but agreeable to a owl of sensibility. Prejudiced against us by the malevolent representations of the consul and others, many worthy foreigners ashore regarded us as a set of lawless vagabonds. Though, truth to speak, better behaved sailors never stepped on the island, nor any who gave less trouble to the natives. But, for all this, whenever we met a respectably dressed European, 10 to 1 he shunned us, by going over to the other side of the road. This was very unpleasant, at least to myself, though, certes, it did not prey upon the minds of the others. To give an instance. Of a fine evening in Tatadai, but they are all fine evenings there, you may see a bevy of silk bonnets and parasols passing along the broom road. Perhaps a band of pale, little white urchins, sickly exotics, and, oftener still, sedate, elderly gentlemen, with canes, at whose appearance the natives, here and there, slink into their huts. These are the missionaries, their wives, and children, taking a family airing. Sometimes, by the by, they take horse, and ride down to Point Venus and back, a distance of several miles. At this place is settled the only survivor of the first missionaries that landed, an old, white-headed, saint-like man, by the name of Wilson, the father of our friend, the consul. The little parties on foot were frequently encountered, and, recalling, as they did, so many pleasant recollections of home and the ladies, I really longed for a dress coat and beaver, that I might step up and pay my respects. But, situated as I was, this was out of the question. On one occasion, however, I received a kind, inquisitive glance from a matron in gingham. Sweet lady! I have not forgotten her. Her gown was a plaid. But a glance, like hers, was not always bestowed. One evening, passing the veranda of a missionary's dwelling, the dame, his wife, and a pretty, blonde young girl, with ringlets, were sitting there, enjoying the sea breeze, then coming in, all cool and refreshing, from the spray of the reef. As I approached, the old lady peered hard at me, and her very cap seemed to convey a prim rebuke. The blue, English eyes, by her side, were also bent on me. But, oh heavens! What a glance to receive from such a beautiful creature! As for the mob cap, not a fig did I care for it, but, to be taken for anything but a cavalier, by the ringleted one, was absolutely unendurable. I resolved on a courteous salute, to show my good breeding, if nothing more. But, happening to wear a sort of turban hereafter, to be particularly alluded to, there was no taking it off, and putting it on again with anything like dignity. At any rate, then, here goes a how. But, another difficulty presented itself. My loose frock was so voluminous, that I doubted whether any spinal curvature would be perceptible. Good evening, ladies, exclaimed I, at last, advancing winningly. A delightful air from the sea, ladies. Hysterics and hartshorn, who would have thought it? The young lady screamed, and the old one came near fainting. As for myself, I retreated in double quick time, and scarcely drew breath until safely housed in the Calabooza. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.